We continue our learning of the Nishmas David Bebarach Mishnah Mechav Yaakov Bepitikol Suliyor and Bechores Perek Vav Mishnah Vav Ein Lo Beitzim O Ein Lo Ela Beitz Achas. Another example of a mum. If an animal doesn't have testicles or doesn't have even one testicle, now the Gemara asked the obvious question: If you already told me that one Beitz is missing, it's problematic. So obviously Ein Lo Beitzim, if missing both testicles, it would be considered a mum. So the Gemara explains, and the Bar Tanura says Masnisin Chisuri Machasra. The Mishnah is actually missing some words. We have to amend the Mishnah of Ahachi Kitani. And this is what the Mishnah is really teaching us. The first line in the Mishnah means it doesn't have two baits and two testicles in two pouches. Two testicles are found in one pouch in the scrotum, which should be problematic. That's not normal. Inami or shnei kisim of beitz achas. Or it has two pouches, but there's only one testicle. Hare zemum. So that's what the Mishnah means when it says ein lo beitzim. Ein lo beitzim means it doesn't have beitzim in one kiss, but in two kisim, in two pouches, they're in one pouch. Or ein lo ela beitz achas, but in fact it has two pouches, but there's only one testicle. So this says the Mishnah, that is considered, according to the Tanakhama, that is considered, either one of those is considered a mum. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, im yesh lo shnei kisim, yesh lo shnei beitzim. He argues with the second statement of the, he argues rather with the Tanakhama in the second statement. What was that? So the Tanakhama said, if you have one testicle in two kisim. So we said, according to the Tanakhama, that's considered a mum. Says Rabbi Shmuel, that's not true. If there are two kisim, we have two pouches, we assume there are two testicles. One may be undescended, but it's going to be there. That's not considered a mum. I agree with the Tanakhama that if the two beitzim are in one pouch, so that's a problem. That's a mum. But if there are two pouches and you only find one testicle, so we assume the other one is undescended and it's there, and therefore we have the right to assume that the animal does not have a mum, and therefore you can't shecht it if it's a bechor. Ein lo ela kisechad, ein lo ela beitz achas. But for one pouch, then I assume that it's considered one testicle. You'll say, but what we found two. So the Bar Tanur explains, he says, but I agree with the Tanakhama on the Reisha. But the Reisha Modeh, says the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shmuel agrees with the Tanakhama when it comes to the first case. Dechi einu ela kisechad, one pouch, it's kemisha einu ela beitz achas tam. It's as if it has only one testicle. It doesn't matter that you found two. The second one is as if it's crushed. And therefore, that is considered a mum, both according to the Tanakhama and according to Rabbi Shmuel. Then Rabbi Akiva Omer, a third opinion, Moshivo al akuzo umma'ech. What you need to do is, you need to check for it. What you do is you turn the animal over, says the Bar Tanura, Moshivo al akuzo. What does that mean? Alagavaso, on its back, on its really the lower part of its spinal column. If we put it in that position, where there are two pouches and one beitza, what you do is you squeeze. And on the pouch and on the area around that, and that way you try to see if it can descend. Im yesh shum beitza, if in fact there's a testicle there, so for let's say it will eventually descend. That's what Rabbi Akiva believes we're supposed to do. So we'll try to explain the three machlokas that we have in a moment. But the Mishnah then says, Maisa, there was a case, shemiech v'lo yatzos. So there was a case where there were two pouches, only one testicle. And what do? They followed Rabbi Akiva's test. They followed this process, and it never descended. So, okay, so they realized that it must be a mum. It only has one beitz. So v'nishchad, and therefore they shechted it because they consider the bechor b'al mum. V'nim says tivukah baksalim. After they shechted it, they realized after they slaughtered it that the second testicle was there. It was attached to the ksalim, like the loins, the area. It was there the whole time, just never descended. But it was, in fact, they noticed that it existed. V'hiti Rabbi Akiva v'asa Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. What happened? Rabbi Akiva said, oh, it's mutter. What does it mean, it's mutter? And the fact, we checked. We checked it. There was no testicle there when we did our test. The fact that after you shechted the animal, you realized that it existed the whole time, and therefore it wasn't a baal mum, and therefore we weren't allowed to shecht it. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you were allowed to shecht it. You did the test. It doesn't matter that you didn't find it. The fact that you see it over here now, doesn't matter. It was a baal mum, and we had the right to shecht it, and we can eat it. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri disagreed. He says, no, since the second testicle was present, so therefore this is not considered a b'chor baal mum, and therefore you can't get benefit from the b'chor. This would be no different than any other animal that has a mum that is usur, b'hara, can't be brought as a carbon. So the Mefarshim explained, the Rishonim explained that there's a three-way machlokus here. Tanakama says that if you have an empty kiss, so that we all automatically assume that without even checking for an undescended testicle, we assume that that's considered a mum. So that means you have two kisim, and there's only one testicle that you find, even though you have two pouches, there's no testicle in the other pouch, you can shecht it right away, it's not a problem. Even if you would find it in the body afterward, it doesn't matter. It's considered that had a mum, and you're able to eat it. Rabbi Akiva says that when do we consider the undescended testicle a mum? Only if you know it doesn't merge through the squeezing process. So you have to go through that process. And if you don't find it, so then you shecht it. And even if afterwards you realize that it existed, you don't have to worry about that. But you have to do the examination. And Rabbi Yishmael says that the b'chor can't be shechted even if you did the test, you examined it, and it didn't cause the second testicle to descend. It doesn't matter, because the fact that there is a second kiss that indicates that must be a presence of one of the other beitzim, and it's not, and therefore it's not considered a mum, because it has, as we said, it has two kisim. And that's what Rabbi Yishmael started with. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, im yesh lo shnei kisim, yesh lo shnei beitzim. We assume that it has two, and that's Rabbi Yishmael's position against Rabbi Akiva and against the Tanakhama. Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin Bal Chamesh Raglayim O She'en Lo Ela Shalosh. What's another example of a mum? B'chor has five legs instead of four, or has three legs instead of four. We consider that a mum as well. Now the problem with that is, says the Bar Tanur, Hadi Chashvin and Lei Bal Mum Lo Treifa. Hold on a second. Isn't that halacha of a treifa? That this should be considered a treifa. Bal Mum means that you can shecht it and eat it. If it's a treifa, you're not allowed to eat it. So what's the difference? So he says like this. Hani milik sheyiter o chaser biyadav, aval dahainu osam shel tzad harosh. Says the difference between the hind leg and the foreleg. When we speak about a hind leg that's missing, that's considered a trefa, and that's missing. And if there's an extra hind leg, that's also a trefa, because what we call yaser kanatul dummy. When something is additional, it's as if it's been removed, as if it's missing a limb, when something's extra as well. So an extra hind leg would be considered a trefa as well, a missing one or having an additional one. So why are we speaking about a bechor, that this is a baal mum, and therefore you can shecht it? This makes it a trefa. So the answer is, we must be speaking about the foreleg. That is what the Bar Tanura says. Must be dahainu osam shel tzad harosh. It's chaser biyadav. It's the hand, the foreleg. Aval chaser regel o yeser regel miraglav achronim, says the Bar Tanura, but it's missing a leg, or as an extra leg. These are to get the hind legs of the animal. Have your treif vasru b'achilu, then you're not allowed to eat it. Then the Mishnah says, v'sher raglav klutos kishel chamur. It could be that it has split hoofs, but nonetheless, they're round like a donkey. That's also considered a trefa. That's not normal. And this is based on the pasuk. We mentioned this all the way back in Vayikra Chav Beis. Vishorva seh sarua v'kalut. This is in that category as well. Sarua is where one limb is larger than the other, and kalut is where it has hoofs that are round. So these are nidavata seosa ulade loliyaratzer. So that is not something that should be brought as a carbon. Obviously, if it doesn't have split hoofs, so even if they're not round, that's considered a mum for a kosher animal. So once again, in Sharaglav Klutos Kilshel Chamor, where the legs, the feet are hoofs are round like a chamor, that's a mum. V'hashachol v'hakasol, and also shachol and kasol. Mr. right away tells us what those are. Ezu shachol, what's this shachol, where we say it's considered a mum? Shenishbita yurecho. This is where the hip has been dislocated. That's considered a mum. And vikasul, what's kasul? Sha'achas miyachosav gavoa. That's where one of the hips of the animal is higher than the other hip. Although we mentioned before that the word saruah is where one limb is larger than the other, so this may be included, some claim that the saruah also includes this case, where the hip has been dislocated, so that's based on the word. That's based on the word in the pasuk. Now, you can have a hip that's dislocated and it will still have the proper ligaments that's needed to connect it to the socket. But if those disintegrate, then this is not all a balmum. This becomes a trefa. And if it's a trefa, then you're not permitted to eat it at all.